Hello there. The sudden, accidental, and unexpected death of a family member engulfs those left to grieve in a tidal wave of sometimes conflicting emotional responses. And the grief of the next of kin is often intensified by such considerations as what to do, whom to notify, which funeral director to engage, and then there are those financial anxieties. But many of those money worries can be overcome by bereavement payments made available by the Australian Government's Department of Social Services. In the case of an adult death, you may be eligible for bereavement payment if either your partner dies and at the time of death you are both receiving a pension from Centrelink or the Department of Veteran Affairs, a benefit such as New Start allowance or parenting payment for at least 12 months. You may also be eligible for bereavement payment if you were caring for an adult who died and were receiving a carer payment for them, or your partner was a member of the pension bonus scheme and died before making a claim for the bonus. For some payments, such as carer payment, wife pension, and partner allowance, the payment may continue for 14 weeks following the death to give you time to seek other income support if necessary. The type and amount of bereavement payment you receive will depend upon your individual circumstances and when Centrelink is notified of the person's death. If you've been receiving a carer's allowance for an adult who has died and an income support payment other than a carer payment that does not qualify you for a bereavement payment, you may still receive a carer's allowance bereavement payment. This payment of up to 7 installments of carer allowance is paid as a lump sum. If you receive carer payment for a person who dies, you may continue to receive this payment for up to 14 weeks after the person's death. You may also receive a lump sum bereavement payment. The death of your partner may make you eligible for a bereavement payment. This is paid as a lump sum and is usually equal to the combined amount you and your partner would have received as a couple, less your new single rate over a period of up to 14 weeks following your partner's death. If your partner was registered for the pension bonus scheme with Centrelink or the Department of Veterans Affairs and dies before making a successful claim for aged pension and pension bonus, you may be eligible for pension bonus bereavement payment, the amount payable being based on the amount of the pension bonus your partner would have been eligible for. And now let me tell you about single allowance payments from Centrelink. When a single person dies, that is someone not in a relationship, their estate may be entitled to payment up to their date of death for payments such as New Start allowance and widow allowance. When a single pensioner dies, a final payment is made covering the fortnightly payment period in which they died. This final payment is usually paid into the deceased person's bank account, which can then be accessed by the executor of the deceased estate. Centrelink can also advise on bereavement payment eligibility when a child has died, for the loss of an infant after birth and the loss of a baby through stillbirth. A person receiving carer payment for a child who dies may continue to receive this payment for up to 14 weeks after the death has occurred. The carer will also receive a lump sum bereavement payment, and someone receiving a family tax benefit for a child who dies will receive a family tax benefit bereavement payment. This may continue to be paid fortnightly for up to 14 weeks after the child's death or as a lump sum. If you've not claimed family tax benefit for a child who died, you may receive a lump sum payment by submitting a claim for bereavement payment now or after the end of the financial year. If you'd like more details on Centrelink bereavement payments, please go to www.humanservices.gov.au/customer or please call 136 150. This podcast has been a presentation of Tobin Brothers Funerals, Celebrating Lives. Thank you.